USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Numerous reports say this is the week that former Vice President Joe Biden will make a long-anticipated announcement that he's running for president. Massachusetts Congressman Democrat Seth Moulton became the 19th candidate in the field. He announced this morning in a video.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. The government of Sri Lanka blocking social media and arresting more than a dozen people suspected of involvement in yesterday's suicide attacks on churches and hotels. At least 290 people were killed. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people."
USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is scheduled to hold a private conference call with other Democrats at about 5 o'clock Eastern time today to discuss, among other things, the possible impeachment of President Trump. Democrats remain divided on the issue, as more progressive members of the party want to see the president impeached, while others are worried about the possible political backlash as we head towards the 2020 election.
Today I'm announcing that we will no longer grant any exemptions.
The Trump administration's just announced that the U.S. will end exemptions for nations that import Iranian oil. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution.
Eight nations have previously been granted exemptions from the U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil. They were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An employee at a zoo in Topeka, Kansas, still recovering after being attacked by a rare male Sumatran tiger over the weekend. Zoo director Brendan Wiley says all the training his staff does paid off, as within 10 minutes after the attack began on Saturday, the tiger was back in a secure location and the staff member was getting medical treatment. USA Radio's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top five movies in the theaters.
He will come for them. La Llorona.
The Curse of La Llorona is the number one movie this weekend. The Warner Brothers horror film is based on a Mexican legend about a woman who murders her children, then wanders the world looking for them. It brought in $26 million. Dropping down to number two, Shazam at $17 million. The true story of a boy trapped underwater for 15 minutes is at number three. Breakthrough brings in $11 million. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at number four with $9 million. And finally, at number five, a grown-up becomes young again in the movie Little, taking in $8 million over the weekend at the box office. I'm Wendy King.
And on this Earth Day, a new poll finds that 80% of American parents support schools teaching kids about climate change. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.